I'm going to take one more stab at a topic that I think is central to what you've talked about and what's going to help us get to a better society, because that's what I'm interested in. I'm not interested in blaming folks, and I'm not interested in digging up dirt in order to have sensationalist media. That's not what Spirit in Action is about, and that's not part of my motivation. What I'm interested in is how we get to a better place and find a workable solution. And even though I pass almost always as a strong liberal, I find bits of wisdom and insight from across the spectrum. One of the critiques, often coming from those labeled as conservatives in our society, is that the breakdown of the family is at the root of a number of problems in U.S. society. And that would include, of course, the growth of two income earners per family and the consequent loss of a stay-at-home parent, traditionally the woman, and the fact that kids are so often now farmed out to daycare and after-school programs, and that they have a lot less family-based interaction, guidance, presence, supervision. And I would add that there's the breakdown of families that has resulted when so many people, often males and fathers of color, are imprisoned, leaving one parent to try and do the work of two in terms of both income and care for the kids. I think that all of these trends and conditions have contributed to the increasing problems in dealing with kids and helping them down a better road. I don't have proof of this, but it's my impression that all of this adds to the problem. But I haven't studied this in the way you have, so what's your perspective on it all?
Mixed. I, of course, share the belief that kids thrive when their families thrive, but because the era in which I was working most closely with teenagers was not only the super predator era, it was the family values era. You know, the Dan Quayle, Murphy Brown speech where he blamed single mothers for all the problems in the universe. I am also a little cautious about the phrase family breakdown. In my experience, incarceration is one of the greatest causes of family breakdown. It's not a lack of love. I don't think I have met an individual who does not love his or her children. Whether that person is able to express that love, not only, you know, verbally and emotionally, but through supporting and raising that child, depends on a lot of things. But one of them is whether he or she has access to that child. Over the last few decades, we've seen such an escalation in our use of incarceration, especially for drug offenses, that I think that we sometimes confuse cause and effect. And I think our response to drugs and a lot of other things is a huge contributor to families and neighborhoods where nobody's home. And in fact, there's some really fascinating research. I think this is Todd Clear's research, maybe out of Florida, that shows that there's actually a tipping point. When you take too many people out of a community, you incarcerate so many people that the neighborhood begins to become devoid of adults. It actually increases the crime rate in that neighborhood because it's so destabilizing. So sure, we can talk about family breakdown, but as you said, the question is, what are we going to do about it? When it comes to juveniles, it turns out that the interventions that are the most effective, what are, you know, people talk about as the evidence-based interventions, all involve supporting the young person in the context of his or her family. Things like multisystemic therapy or functional family therapy, where instead of locking a kid up, a caseworker works very closely, sometimes literally around the clock, with a very small caseload to support that child in the context of his family and figure out what does the family need to support the child. And this has been proven highly effective even with young people who have committed violent and serious offenses.